Well, as promised, Dr. Rob Congdon comes to these microphones now, and we are so grateful for Rob being available to help us understand how the European Union are doing what they're doing politically, but how this fits into the end of time scenario as well, found in God's Word. And Rob, I guess the lead story coming out of Europe is the United Kingdom. Their members of parliament voted against any Syrian action. They were being led by their prime minister, but boy, they gave him a sounding defeat as it relates to this. What are your thoughts?
They certainly did. I think, to be honest with you, he probably was taken aback by their vote, that they rejected any actions into Syria. Always in the back of the mind of the Brits are the Iraq War and what it meant to them, what they got into when they supported George Bush. So I think that was certainly a factor here. But it also is reflecting a whole mood in the UK, which is more of a sort of turning in on itself and less trying to be the either policeman or helper of the world. So I think we're seeing lots in this, well, more than just issues. The British people are very caring from a humanitarian standpoint, and they certainly are upset at what they're seeing happening over there. But I think there's an underlying fact of distrust, and I've seen this from several sources, a distrust of the U.S.'s intelligence in terms of, are they really finding out the true facts? And so that lack of belief that maybe it really wasn't the Syrian government doing this, it was some other group, gave them a reason to say, let's hold back, let's be cautious, let's wait a bit, and to take this vote. So it reflects a whole new kind of mindset within the UK.
Well, this British vote by the members of parliament, is it going to affect the British-U.S. relations at all?
Well, relations aren't outstanding. I mean, they're like two brothers that are having some difficulties. They've recognized that they are not in the good graces of the U.S. administration, and they realize this will just do that further. Bottom line, though, and my experience of living there for so many years is it could affect it on high diplomatic levels for a while, but the bottom line is it's not going to affect the British people's feelings for Americans as individuals. The business world will not be affected, and with time, even the governments will come back together as close buddies again. So it's mostly at the very high governmental levels that the strain has been produced.
Well, Rob, with what's happening with Great Britain as it relates to assisting the United States there in a Syrian retaliation, I guess you might call it, for supposedly Bashar Assad's regime using these chemical weapons on their own people, is that which is happening in Great Britain reflective of the same thinking for the European Union on Syria?
The real answer is Brussels is on vacation. This is the summer month to be gone, and so Brussels really isn't involved in the Syrian issue. What is involved is individual countries. France says they're right with the U.S. They are worried, and they want to take strong stand on the value of protecting mankind from gas warfare. So they're with us. Germany says no, they're not going to be involved. There isn't enough information to support it. So the EU within itself is divided. At least the major powers are in the EU. And most of the other countries just haven't spoken up. And again, it's vacation time in Europe, and surprisingly, that's exactly what they're doing.
Well, may I ask this then? What about the European Union as it relates to Russia's opposition to any type of a Syrian attack? Russia's right in the face, basically, the United States of France. I guess they're in line with now what the UK is saying. But what about Russia and the European Union on this Syrian crisis?
Well, there is a concern, I guess I would say, on the low levels that this could affect their price of natural gas, which comes from Russia, and Russia could use that as a pressure against them. So there are some economic pressures. There are worries and reactions from Russia, but I don't think that was significantly why, first of all, Britain took their position, and I also don't think that Brussels is really that upset, because in the long run, they know business is business and Syria is something else.
Yes, well, it is interesting how the entire world is focused on the Syrian situation, and politics does make strange bedfellows, and we're watching all of this play out on the world scene. Part of a scenario that Bible prophecy talks about, and we always have to remember that, do we not, when we're looking at geopolitical activities?
Oh, absolutely, and we have to realize the Bible talks about Damascus. It talks about other countries that are in the news today. So these are exciting times. Once they were all back page information, now these countries are on front page. So we need to be watching and looking up.
I like that phrase. They were back page information, but now they're front page, and that makes us to keep looking up. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it so very much. We'll talk again next week.
Okay, Lord bless.